The Scott administration today temporarily suspended the use of the single-dose Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine after the federal government recommended a pause in shot distribution as it reviews reports of rare but potentially serious blood clots. Here's Governor Phil Scott at his press conference earlier today.
This recommendation from the CDC and FDA was made out of an abundance of caution due to extremely rare blood clots found in 6 cases out of the 6.8 million people who have been vaccinated with Johnson & Johnson.
VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has been following these developments, and he's here with the latest. Hi, Howard.
Hey, Henry.
So this has been a fast-moving story, but what plan did the governor lay out at his press conference?
We learned at the press conference that it affects about 2,000 appointments today and another 2,000 through the end of the week, and another 1,800 or so into next week. It sounds like Vermont's going to be getting a bunch of other doses of the other vaccines. So the state doesn't think like this is going to put a big crimp in the plans for now. The Department of Health said that they're going to reach out to everyone who's had appointments through this week and try to get them rescheduled.
So both the state and federal government, Howard, have been saying that this is being done out of an abundance of caution. What do we know so far about what's going on? And does the administration have advice for Vermonters who may have already gotten the Johnson & Johnson shot?
Yeah, right. So that's important to point out, is that we really don't know very much. And that's why they're calling this a delay at this point. They haven't totally canceled appointments next week. What we know is that 6 women across the country, age between 18 and 48, got these blood clots. The blood clots appeared between 6 and 13 days after the shot, and they don't really know the medical histories of these women. They don't know if it's necessarily directly connected to the vaccines. So at this point, Dr. Levine is telling people that, you know, we shouldn't be very concerned. He says you should be paying attention to your health just like you would after any other vaccine. And this is what he said at the press conference.
We want to balance being alarmist with being rational and making sure that the expectation is that you will do fine, as opposed to the expectation is you will have a serious blood clotting process going on.
All right. So Dr. Levine explaining there that this is a pretty rare condition so far. Howard, this comes as Vermont is close to hitting almost 50% of the eligible population getting at least one dose of the vaccine. And that's among the best rates in the country. So do we know if this pause as of right now is going to have any impacts on the state's plans to substantially reopen things by July 4th?
Yeah. The state officials did not think this was going to have a big impact on those plans. As you said, our vaccination process is going well. We're also near at the top across the United States as far as vaccinating folks 65 and older. Even though we're losing some of these Johnson & Johnson appointments, we are supposed to be getting some more vaccines. And the governor said today that he still believes that his plan to fully open by July 4th should be in place. This shouldn't slow things down.
All right. And Howard, finally, what comes next in this process?
Well, it sounds like the CDC is meeting. They're putting together an advisory committee so they can understand a little more about the blood clotting cases, if there's more of this going on across the country, and most importantly, if it was, in fact, the vaccines that caused it. So the Scott administration is thinking this is temporary. They're hoping that things are back to quote-unquote normal next week. And I'm sure we're going to be learning a lot more about this over the next couple of days.
That's VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman. Howard, thanks.
All right. You're welcome, Henry.
And we have more coverage of today's pause in Johnson & Johnson vaccinations at vpr.org.